Last year, the University of South Florida researchers received approval from the state to use what's called ground-penetrating radar to discover about 50 unmarked graves located at Boot Hill Cemetery, a site linked to the now-closed Dozier School for Boys in Marianna. After discovering, through 3D images, the human remains below ground, lead USF researcher Aaron Kimmerly says their next step was to apply for a permit with archaeological excavation. A judge denied that request in May, citing lack of evidence, but in his briefing he said the state could act without a court order. So Kimmerly says the researchers applied to the Department of State's Bureau of Archaeological Research for another permit, this time allowing them to excavate the site.
Then, after waiting for the division to respond to that, the Secretary of State issued a letter saying that it was not actually within his authority.
USF disagreed with the state, and the university sent another request to Secretary of State Ken Detzner asking him to reconsider his denial or petition a judge to intervene. In his initial letter denying the request, Detzner claimed researchers changed their aims. He says the initial goal was historic preservation, but now the researchers have, in his words, quote, diverged from that purpose. He also cited Florida law saying human bodies are not objects to be dug up for research purposes. That irked U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, who's pushed for investigating the alleged abuse at the Panhandle School. Defending what he calls the researchers' true aim, Nelson says Governor Rick Scott should personally authorize the state to allow researchers to return the remains to the families affected.
If the governor really wanted to do this, it would be done. Saying that the Department of State does not have jurisdiction, that's just an excuse to sidestep and not take accountability. The families deserve the answers. Indeed, the Department of State, under law, has the authority to exhume graves under the state archaeologist that are more than 75 years old. Obviously, a number of those graves are greater than 75 years. So exercise that authority.
USF researchers have verified the deaths of two adult staff members and 96 children at the Dozier School between 1914 and 1973. But Florida State University College of Law professor Fernita Tolson says the state could be concerned it'll be slapped with a lawsuit if it grants the permit request to exhume the bodies.
One thing the state may be thinking about, though, is that there were allegations of abuse up until the school closed in 2011. So it seems to me that there may be some concern that, you know, perhaps there are more recent bodies. So it seems to me that from the state's perspective, they have to be somewhat concerned about the dating because we don't know for sure until the bodies come out of the ground.
But she says it could be hard to bring a lawsuit against the state given the about 60-year span the boys are believed to have died unless the families can prove the boys were murdered, which would lift any statute of limitations. She adds in addition the families could then bring suit if they can prove the state was involved in a cover-up.
It is unlikely that the families will have a cause of action against the state unless they can somehow prove that the state is involved in an ongoing conspiracy to conceal the deaths or something like that, which under that argument they may be able to toll the statute of limitations.
But she says one argument that cuts against the conspiracy theory is the fact that the state did its own investigation even though it was later determined that the USF researchers found more unmarked graves than the state's investigators. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Detzner's office says the secretary is still in the process of reviewing the school's latest request. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.